Now for real.
It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. With me today is Zachary Ritter. Zach is a physician's assistant who practices at Fairbanks Urology right here in Fairbanks. And today we're going to talk about men's health, particularly erectile dysfunction. Zach, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Zach, how'd you get into the urology business?
Well, I started this game, and I was actually in orthopedics beforehand. So worked there for a couple of years after I became a PA, and I decided I needed a break. Ba-dum-tink. So I switched from bones to boners, and now I'm working in urology.
And part-time as a comedian, right?
Absolutely. When dealing with sexual health, it's always helpful to be funny, to kind of break the ice. Not many people enjoy talking about their sexual dysfunction. When everything's going well, it's a nice thing to talk about. But when things are a problem, it can be quite embarrassing. So I find humor is a good tool to help calm everyone's nerves down and break the ice, so to speak, to talk about something that's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
So, Zach, what's the trick to getting all the pipes to work?
Oh, man. Are you sure you're ready for this information bomb?
I'm ready. Lay it on.
So you need a couple of things to get good erections. One, you need good nerve supply. Most people have that, so you don't have to worry about it. But the two other things are the big two. You need good testosterone. And as men, we need testosterone for basically everything we do as men. And then you need good blood flow to get good erections. And this one is the one that, the Viagra and the Cialis, those all work on to get better blood flow. But unfortunately, it's the one that causes the most problems. So as you age, a lot of things can start chipping away at that blood flow. You might have heard some of these, the high blood pressure over time, that can worsen blood flow to your penis. High cholesterol can clog the arteries. That can worsen blood flow to your penis. Diabetes, not many people know about this, but we always hear about, people, losing toes, losing feet, it's really bad for you. But diabetes affects blood flow to your penis. And so a lot of people with diabetes, especially uncontrolled diabetes, they lose the ability to have erections, have sex, which is a terrible part of that disease.
So what's the deal with diabetes? Why does diabetes get in the way of blood flow?
So long term, it affects nerve function, which can damage the nerves going to the penis, but it also impairs blood flow. One of the reasons why the nerves get damaged is because the really, really small blood vessels that go to those nerves get damaged. And so diabetes impairs blood flow as well, which is why it causes like blindness and kidney damage, because the really fine blood vessels get clogged up by all that sugar.
So sugar is sticky. Yep. It goes in and sticks to stuff, literally. I mean, it's just actually in there. It's called glycosylation. Yep. And then it starts sticking to things that it shouldn't be sticking to, and it just wrecks stuff is what it does.
It does.
And the little stuff is particularly sensitive to the wrecking. Big stuff, too, but the little stuff usually where it shows up first. So the thing about blood pressure is the way I think of it is, if somebody's got high blood pressure, what it shows mostly, there's exceptions to this, but the general rule is people need more blood. The reason why the people have high blood pressure is because their body's trying to fix it. It's trying to get blood flow. And there's two ways they can do it. One is it can either increase blood pressure. The other one, it can increase the pulse, the heart rate. And usually it goes both ways. Blood pressure and heart rate go up. The problem with that is when patients go to most doctors, they get put on a blood pressure medication, which will force their blood pressure down. And that helps them. That'll keep them from dying of a stroke and having a heart attack. And a bunch of bad things are going to be much more likely to happen. Unfortunately, they don't have as much blood as they did back when their blood pressure was high. And the patients I see a lot of time will complain that their erections were fine until they went on the blood pressure medication. What's your thoughts on that?
So two thoughts on that. One, absolutely. The second thought is the blood pressure medications themselves have side effects. And one of those side effects is that they can impair erections. Hydrochlorothiazide is the worst. So it's a diuretic, which means it's a commonly referred to as a water pill. It'll make you pee more, so it'll get rid of that fluid in your body. It's a worse offender for erectile dysfunction, but a lot of the beta blockers like metoprolol, propranolol, they can cause issues with erectile dysfunction as well. So you need some pressure, obviously, to perfuse your penis because it needs blood flow. But those medications themselves can cause erectile dysfunction, and the consequences of lowering blood pressure can as well.
Okay, so Zach, now you've just created this quandary or pointed it out,
right?
Which is, what are you going to choose? You're going to choose death by heart attack and stroke, or not being able to get an erection? I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up there.
I know what most men would choose.
But, what's your thoughts?
Well, there is a way out of that, and it's not a button most people choose to press normally. But the way out of that whole cycle of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and what we call metabolic syndrome is, unfortunately, your wives and your doctors are right. You need to take better care of yourselves. don't tell your wife I said this, but she's probably right. You need to, if you don't exercise, need to exercise. If you have some weight to lose, you need to lose the weight. You need to eat better, sleep better, exercise. Everything you've ever heard about getting in better health is true. And it can decrease you can fix your high blood pressure if you take better care of yourself and lose the weight. For most people, some people it's genetic and you can't get around that. But
there's some exceptions to it, but the general rule is, if you can improve blood flow, you can improve your ability to get an erection. Not only that, but the trigger to have your blood pressure go up high is less because your blood flows fine. It's adequate. You know, I say it that way, and a lot of times people will glaze over. I say it like this. I said, you got a snow machine, you got a motorcycle, you got a four-wheeler. You know, every once in a while, you got to run those things hot and heavy and blow the carbon out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you are. What do you mean, Dr. Looper? You need to go out and push it.
Right.
Walk fast up a hill for a long time.
Yep.
Do things like that. Get it going. And then do it on a regular basis, and pretty soon you get fit.
Yeah. And what people don't understand is, like, you know, they're tired, they're fatigued, they don't have the energy to start exercising. But what they don't realize is that the more exercise, the more energy you start producing, and the better you feel, and the more energy you have, and the better you feel. Like, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you start doing it, even though it's hard at first, it gets easier, and the results get much better the more you do it.
So, Zach, I'm the kind of doctor who likes to pry and radio host. So let me just ask you the blunt question. What do you do? How do you keep the pipes all working? I mean, how do you run the motor up?
Depends on the season. My favorite activity is cross-country skiing. So I skate ski in the wintertime, and there's probably no better exercise on the face of the planet, save for running up mountains, that you can do. So I like to skate ski. In the summertime, it's a mix because I like to get outdoors. So hiking, running, biking, is generally what I'll do there. And then I work out at home. The pandemic didn't change my exercise routines at all because I'm very used to being out in the woods alone. Moose don't get COVID, so they didn't give it to me. And then exercise at home, you know, sit-ups, push-ups, and pull-ups with a little bit of weight training. I've kept in shape. I mean, you can't see me on the radio, but Dr. Looper can say that, you know, I do well for myself.
Zach, you're a god. And you have a face for radio, right? We
Absolutely.
Talked about that earlier.
Yeah. A voice for pantomime, too, but you're stuck with me.
So the exercise thing is key. Blood flow is key. That's a take-home message for everybody listening. That's really the key thing to do. But it's not only about that. You mentioned the importance of testosterone as well. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, exactly. So testosterone fuels everything you're doing as a guy. So it's important for your energy production. It's important for mood, so you can get depressed or irritable with low testosterone. It affects your sex drive, and it affects your erection. So if your testosterone is too low, you won't be able to get erection regardless of your blood flow. There are a couple things you can do to increase your testosterone, and I've already said them, unfortunately.
Right.
You have to take better care of yourself.
Okay, let me come in on this one. Turns out testosterone is something that your body has to make.
Correct.
And it makes it out of cholesterol. And there's many steps involved. It starts with cholesterol and it goes through various iterations of hormone, eventually coming out as testosterone. each one of those steps takes energy. Each one of those steps is dependent on your metabolism.
Correct.
So guess what? If you got more energy and a better metabolism, you can do the conversion very well. So one of the cornerstones of getting your testosterone levels to come up is the exercise. Actually, yep. to do, you know, exercise, not just, you know, exercise that, okay, I walked around a little bit, but exercise that actually warms you up.
Right. Yeah. I have a lot of patients who are very active in their job. They move around a lot. They're you're doing physical labor, but it's at a level where they're not really pushing themselves. And so a lot of people will equate, you know, I'm active throughout the day with exercise, and they're not quite the same. It's good to be active throughout the day, don't get me wrong. You know, it's better to, you know, move around than to sit all day. But you, like you said, you need to clean out the pipes. You need to push it and get some, you know, heavy breathing and some sweating, and just, you know, it'll feel tough, but that's what you need.
Yeah, we've had patients that were really good about moving. They had jobs that they were active, and they'd lift things and carry and whatever and so on and so forth, but they never really pushed it enough. I had one patient in particular. What we ended up doing with him is setting up 2 days a week, setting up interval training, which is a fancy way of saying he did sprints. Now, right. He didn't actually put on tennis shoes and go out and run as fast as he could. What he had the good fortune of living next to a hill.
Oh,
and
nice.
So what he would do is he would just head on up the hill, and he would just book it as fast as he could up the hill, turn around, walk down, recover, book it up the hill, turn around, walk down. He did four of those, and that was it. Four of those, and it was only like 10 minutes worth of exercise. It wasn't that much. 2 days a week, bam, turned his whole case. Blood pressure came down, heart rate came down, ability to get erections went up, everything went in the right direction.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, but you got to do it.
And it's the thing about him, he's just trying to, you know, get a lot of stuff done. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot of projects. He was somebody I really held in high regard. I mean, he's like, you know, an active guy. He's not somebody lounging around watching TV by any means. And yet that little bit of sprint is what it took to kind of knock it off and get things going the right direction.
What's really interesting about your body is it wants to adapt to the stresses you put under it. So if you're just kind of even keeled, like you're still pretty active, but you're not, you know, stressing your body's going to adjust to that level, and it's not going to try to get better. So you really have to stress it in order for it to improve upon itself.
Yeah, we're designed that way. It's like a superpower for humans.
Yeah.
The cat, your cat can lay around all day, and it's fine. It doesn't need exercise. Not us.
No.
Yeah, we fall apart.
We have
and
to
you know
work
what?
For it.
We are leading the planet here. We rule.
There's
a price to pay, though.
That's the reason why we have dominated the planet for so long.
Yeah, right.
It's mostly because of our huge brains, but the exercise
we
helps.
Can run down gazelle. There's that.
Yeah. Most of those animals that sprint, they don't sprint for long. Like the cheetah, 60 seconds, like, and then it's out. It's got to nap for 5 hours before it can do it again.
So, Zach, let's change the subject. This is good.
Oh, yeah.
I love this conversation. It's very practical. People listening to our show can really get it. If you get it deeply, you will not have to visit Zach, or me for that matter.
Right. Maybe we shouldn't give out so many good tips.
No. Don't worry. There's plenty more. I say. Those lucky few who are listening to the show, y'all are special. There's that.
That's right. Okay, free medical advice.
Let's talk about the other subject that's near and dear to men, particularly men getting on in years, and that is the ability to pee.
Oh, yeah.
It can become problematic. Tell us about that.
Definitely. I'd like to say, yeah, exercise and good eating will improve this, but unfortunately, you really can't improve this with diet, exercise, and being the healthy as you can. Your prostate is a gland that sits right outside your prostate. It's like a donut, and your urine has to pass right through it. And as you age, that donut unfortunately keeps on growing. It's like your nose and your ears and your eyebrows. They just keep on going regardless of how old you are. And so over time, it can restrict the outflow to your bladder. Mostly genetics are responsible for that. I got guys in their 70s who have a prostate the size of a 20-year-old, and I got 50-year-olds with a prostate the size of an orange. So unfortunately, I would like to say, yeah, you could beat this with good living and clean health and all that, but this one's harder to treat.
So talk about the treatment. What do you do? What if you're unlucky enough to be an orange holder?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we can do in urology. First line is always medications. There's 3 different types of medications, one of which will help improve your erections too. There's a generic Cialis that you can take daily. It'll help with erections, your urination, and in some people it can help with blood pressure too if you have that problem and you're not quite there on the exercise. And the other one is
So Viagra was originally a blood pressure medication, right? It was invented to
pulmonary
manage
hypertension. Yeah.
Pulmonary hypertension. And it was just found, oh, by the way, yeah, to help with erections, which the pulmonary hypertension went to the wayside and the erections became much more.
Right. All the older male patients were like, hey, what's going on here? So obviously they studied it for that, and then, you know, they made a bunch of money selling it for erectile dysfunction. But the good news is those medications are all generic now. Well, 2 of them are. So generic Viagra and generic Cialis. So those are both generic, which means they're cheap, guys. So if you've been holding out because you've heard stories that they're super expensive, not the case anymore.
Okay. And what else? So that's the starting point. What else?
Yeah. The other one just help relax the muscles around the prostate to help you pee more. The other one, finasteride and dutasteride, you don't have to remember those names. Their goal is to help shrink the prostate over time. But it takes time. It's like 6 to 18 months. Outside of that, there are several procedures that we could do. The one we specialize here in Fairbanks Urology is the UroLift. If you live in Fairbanks, you've probably seen an ad for the UroLift from us.
Dr. Neem is real good about getting the word
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. Dr. Neem is absolutely a pro at getting the word out of things that can help you urinate. That's actually really nice. It's an in-office procedure. Really quick, really simple. There's no general anesthesia. You're in and out. It does a very good job for most people. You do have to, you know, fit certain criteria for it, but if you do, it's a good procedure.
So Dr. Neem, I talked to him about, I had him on the show, and he explained it to me, is there's kind of like a staple that goes in and basically squeezes the side of the prostate slightly, it thusly opening up the urethra, so there's just simply less pressure closing it. And then you can empty your bladder. Because without that, if your prostate gets big enough, you just simply can't empty your bladder anymore. You can pee off the first, you know, 40% or 60% or 20%, whatever, depending on how bad it is. And all that left just stays there. Your bladder never is empty. It just basically, you're only running the very top. If you can get the image here. Yeah,
yeah, if you picture it as a tank, you can only empty it about a quarter of the way, and so it takes a whole lot less time to fill back up again. That's why people get frequency of urination. You have to go more often. You have to go at night to pee. Yeah.
And so, when you have to go, you have to go.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to be able to hold it anymore because you're at the tip top.
Yeah, your bladder doesn't like working too hard. It's like anyone. If you overwork it for long enough, it's going to turn into a grump, and it's going to have a short fuse,
yeah,
and
it's going to
let
tired.
You know. Yeah, it's going to let you know right now what it wants.
So, Zach, it's time for us to do a break. I want to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. So let's hold off on that, and let's do our break right now.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more Health Talk.
One in 4 people will have heartburn this week. 1 in 6 suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steese Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion, or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number 1.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guest on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science, and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real, and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more Health Talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to the Health Talk. I'm here with Zach Ritter, who practices at Fairbanks Urology here in Fairbanks. As AXA PEA, who specializes in treating urological disorders, Zach, we started off by talking about erectile dysfunction, which is honestly, I think, the more interesting part of the whole subject.
It's on every man's mind.
There's that.
Or at least their function.
And the other thing we talked about is, so far at least, is prostate problems. And mostly because it manifests in this difficulty in peeing or having to pee too much or having to get the urgency to pee. One of the things I'm curious about this, and I always like to know about the mechanisms, things that lead to things. There's a lot of genetics involved, and it doesn't really correlate very well to lifestyle. There's people who are slender and fit who have big prostates, and other people who are overweight and unfit, and they have small prostates. But there is some connection between the size of your prostate and your hormones. You want to speak to that?
Yeah. So the prostate is a gland that is, it's a reproductive gland. Most people don't know what the prostate is. It produces stuff for your semen. Can I say that on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is a health show.
Absolutely. You should know. So it's sensitive to the hormone testosterone. So if you don't have any testosterone throughout your life, your prostate's not going to grow. But most of the time, you have a normal testosterone throughout most of your life, and so it'll stimulate your prostate to keep on doing what it does. One of the reasons why one of those medications works to shrink your prostate is it blocks the receptor for a subset of testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, from interacting with the prostate, and that's how it shrinks the prostate over time, because it blocks testosterone's effect on the prostate.
So what about estrogen? There's some evidence that low levels of estrogen are stimulatory. I mean, estrogen is a growth hormone. I mean, it's higher in women, but men right. have some. Do you have any exposure to this conversation? Or
I don't know. I haven't seen any of that research. I'd be interested to read about it. But yeah, from my knowledge of estrogen, plays more in the role of what used to treat it for low testosterone, because a high estrogen can cause low testosterone.
So, anyways, I'll just give you a teeny little bit of background in terms of the logic of it. The prostate is analogous to, embryologically, to the uterus. Mm-hmm. The same little blob in a fetus in women goes to make the uterus and goes to men to make the prostate. And so the hormone sensitivity is different with them. It's not identical. But right. there's some overlap between them. A uterus can get overgrown by getting overexposure to estrogen. And mostly that estrogen is coming from body fat is what's driving it. So it's not as clear in men whether that is the case or not. But certainly it looks like some men either have an imbalance in their hormones or testosterone's too low. So relatively speaking, their estrogen's higher. And this right. is a contributory factor to it.
Yeah, so. One important thing to note is we didn't talk about, but obesity is a big problem both for erectile dysfunction and testosterone production, because you make estrogen by converting your testosterone into estrogen. There's an enzyme in your mostly found in fat that does that. And so unfortunately, the more overweight you get, the more estrogen you produce. The more estrogen you produce, the lower your testosterone gets, which makes it harder to lose weight and, you know, do all the things you need to get the,
yeah,
the weight
so
off.
Being fat makes you fat.
Unfortunately.
It's true.
It is a downhill slope.
This conversation is a bottomless pit, because there is so much that could be said about not only the hormones we're talking about, but insulin-like growth factor, leptins. The whole thing is just fascinating how it all works. But let me kind of boil it down. The key I've noticed is not eating late. If you cannot eat late, it really helps reset your hunger and your hormones, and it makes it easier to eat right. And this goes common sense, because, you know, this. When I was even a kid, people said, eat a good breakfast, eat an adequate lunch, and eat a small dinner. Turns out they were right. It really does help.
Yeah, part of that is just because you end up fasting longer when you're not using as much energy while you're sleeping. So you don't want to overload your body with a bunch of calories and then go to bed, because what's your body going to do with that?
Turns it into fat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good, and it's smart to do that too, because who knows? Maybe you'll never eat again. You might as well pack it away while you have a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Humans were evolved in an environment of scarcity. So when we had fats and salts and sugars, our body was like, yeah, we need to pack that in. We don't get that very often. Unfortunately, nowadays it's everywhere, and your body still thinks that it's rare.
Yeah, except for it's not so rare, turns out.
No. You just go drive down to anywhere and pick some up.
That's right.
Won't mention any names.
I will. Hot Licks is open. Okay. Zach, how can people come see you? Let's be practical about this.
Oh, yeah. You call our office, walk in, make an appointment.
It's real easy.
Super easy. Some insurances, like we have a lot of military guys. They need authorization through either the VA or TRICARE, but virtually anyone else on private insurance, if you have your urological problem, just call our office and we'll take care of everything.
And you guys have an acre of billers to be able to take care of that.
That's right. We have a great staff.
Tony's really good about putting together good staff. I appreciate that. You guys got a well-run organization. That's lovely. Okay, so where are you located?
Oh, you're going to ask me the tough questions.
Yeah,
here.
I'm sorry. I'm putting you on the spot.
2845 Chief William Drive. Yeah. 2485 Chief William Drive.
What's the number?
Oh, I think that's it. Yeah, it's just there's only one.
The phone number if they want to call you.
Oh, that number.
Zach, I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot, man. I should have warned you. I was gonna ask this.
907. If you're not familiar with the Alaska area codes, 328-0989.
Okay, so Zach, we got a few more minutes here. What else you want to talk about? We covered the biggies. You got anything else?
Relative position of Mars to Venus and how it affects your love circle. No, I'm kidding. I don't know much about that. No, I think we covered a bunch of good topics. I've always told patients, like, I want to do a public service announcement because I don't think a lot of men realize how many things can affect one of the things that is mainly on their mind, their ability to have sex. Because believe me, I've talked to a lot of people and, you know, men who cannot have sex, I mean, it's a problem. It is a real problem. And they're not aware of all the things that have been leading up to that point. And it's way easier to kind of head those off before you start having a lot of problems before it becomes a problem. Because, I mean, medications can help. But then if you walk down that path of, you know, now that you're here, you're 50, you know, unfortunately you're overweight, you're not exercising, you know, you've got high blood pressure on a bunch of medications, and now your erections aren't working, it's going to be a lot harder for me to help you. I still can. Believe me, come in and see me. I'll tell you
about that. So let's trade ideas about how to help men. I mean, it's easy enough to say you need to exercise and eat less, but it turns out there's a practicality to it that's harder. Let me start. The key things I found actually help, and this is, you know, over 20 years of working with people in weight loss, is and I'm skipping a lot of other preliminary steps, but this one turns out to be a linchpin for most people. It's to weigh yourself. And to write it down, in fact, to graph it. If I have my patients graph their weight, now it takes a certain gumption to do this, because if your world lives and dies on based on what your weight is, this is a hard thing to do.
Right.
But if you simply, like a man, and you're just writing down the number and you graph it, if there's it goes up and down every day and it'll drive you crazy. So you can't really pay attention to any particular day. But after about a week, whatever the trend is, you can see it. If it's going up, it's obvious. Humans have an amazing ability to recognize patterns, especially visual patterns when you write it down. So it makes it a lot easier to stay on your diet or think, no, I don't want to go to Hot Licks and get ice cream because my numbers are going
pounds,
up.
Yeah.
And you can simply, you watch it. It's like anything else. If you bring your attention to it, it tends to work.
It's on your mind. Maybe that's why I've been so successful. I'm neurotic about weighing myself every day. Yeah, my fiance.
Yes!
My fiance makes fun of me for it, but maybe that's why I'm so successful.
It's true. Now, in my bedroom, I painted one of my walls with the poster board paint. So I didn't make a poster board, but I literally have this.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I could write on it with a dry erase. So I weigh myself and I graph it on the wall of my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Now,
that's a step above what I'm doing.
My wife is like, getting a little heavy lately.
Right?
Right?
Oh, yeah. She's
holidays, whatever, right? Now, she didn't want to put her number on the wall, but I got mine right up there. And it's helpful because everybody, you know, well, not everybody in my house, my wife and I, because no one else is in my bedroom looking at the numbers. But here I am telling you about it on radio. Anyway, so I guess we're sitting right up there, and I see it.
If you happen to be in Dr. Looper's house right now, check out his bedroom.
and you'll see it jiggy jagging it up. I'll tell you, it's on the way down right now, and I am pleased as punch.
Oh, good.
Because it's summertime, and there's more activities. We're doing more stuff. We're too busy to eat much in the evenings.
Right.
And the whole thing just runs itself easier. Meanwhile, I got my eyes on it, and I'm watching it.
Yeah. I think including the wives is a good idea, because they will be on you. If you say, hey, I need to eat less, they will watch you like a hawk.
All right, Zach. Hey, we're actually out of time. I was going to have you share one, but we're just going to have to save that till the next time.
You'll have to come in and see me to get all my cool stories.
All right. Again, how Zach Ritter, Fairbanks Urology, and how can they come see you? Just come.
Call and make an appointment.
Okay, Zach, thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.